This is an 18-piece big band. They're based in Fort Myer. It's in Virginia. This is the Army Blues, an 18-piece big band, and much to our surprise, Ken Waters and I were sitting here saying, wait a minute, that is Harry.
Yeah, we chose a song at random that kind of reflects the style of the Rocket City Jazz Orchestra, modern big band jazz, and we didn't preview it first to listen, and there's Harry taking the first solo. That's my brother Harry Waters and Judy's son Harry.
A little surprise there. Okay.
On the trombone solo.
I'm delighted to welcome Ken Waters, who is one of the soloists, the guest artists, this coming Saturday evening with the Rocket City Jazz Orchestra, and a regular member of that band, Jim Braddis, who has been playing sax with the orchestra for quite a while. Jim, tell us about it.
Started playing about 10 years ago after a long layoff.
Many of us did.
Absolutely. Yeah. But been playing with them regularly, now playing lead alto, and I'm also now the president of the orchestra and looking forward to getting past that position. But it's a great group. We're very fortunate to have a lot of really good musicians in the Tennessee Valley, a lot of good jazz musicians, and we have some of the best playing with us.
And the orchestra was, the jazz orchestra was organized back in 2002. And how long have you been with it?
I think I started playing around 2007 or 8, so mm-hmm. I'm coming up on about 10 years. They were started in 2002 as part of a church. Church decided to put together a summer dinner theater program, and the theme was swing music. So the call went out to the community from the church. They were able to get a bunch of people, you know, that like to play big band jazz together. They got a great reception, and they had so much fun doing it that the band members said, hey, let's just keep the band together and play. And
what a great reason to do it.
Absolutely. So 15 years later, we're still going strong and having fun.
It's really known around. I mean, Jim can't really say this being part of the band because, you know, humility or modesty forbids,
yeah.
But it's known as one of the best bands in the region. It really is one of the best big bands.
Who's conducting the band now, Jim?
We don't have a formal conductor. Mm-hmm. Our drummer usually kicks us off, and then usually I stand up at the end and tell everybody when to stop playing before they all pass out.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I don't know if I gave your full name, Jim Braddis. That's Jim Braddis is also with me here in Master Control. We're talking about the Rocket City Jazz Orchestra in concert this coming Saturday evening, and the Cooper House will be the site for this. Tell us about the Cooper House. It's downtown?
Yeah, I believe it's Central Presbyterian Church owns it. I think it's an historic house. They refurbished it. I've been to a couple of concerts there. It has a big hall on the inside. It's very, very nice. It seats about 200 people, and it looked like it's the perfect venue for a big band. We don't expect thousands of people, although that would be nice, but the setting is kind of intimate, and the acoustics should be good, should be able to hear everybody. We won't have to have a 10,000-watt sound system to, shake it down or anything. So it's a good place to have a concert. We're looking forward to this. Will be our first time to play at the Cooper House, so we're breaking new ground here.
It's worth coming to the concert for the venue alone. The Cooper House is gorgeous. I mean, it's a beautiful historic house in Old Huntsville.
Yeah, I went there last year, heard the guy that plays lead tenor with the Harry Connick Jr. Orchestra. He soloed there.
Jerry.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, Jerry Weldon.
Yeah, Jerry Weldon. And it was a fantastic concert. And again, the sound is good because it's not a big hall. So the sound is good, and we hope we sound good.
Jim Braddis, who plays sax with the Rocket City Jazz Orchestra, and they will be, this is, by the way, Jim Gaddis reminded me, April is Jazz Appreciation Month.
That's correct.
Whoever decided that, I think that's good.
That's a good thing, yeah.
Is that like an international thing?
It's at least my understanding, you know, being a jazz person, I didn't know this until a couple of years ago. You know, what would I do without the internet? But we were looking for a kind of a theme for an April concert that we did a number of years ago, And I got Googling, and I found out that April is the official Jazz Appreciation Month in the United States. It was done by the director of the American History Museum at the Smithsonian back in 2002. And so every April now since 2002 is officially Jazz Appreciation Month. This year, and then they feature kind of a different well-known jazz artist from the past as the central person that they recognize. This year, I believe it's Ella Fitzgerald, and that she is the, but it's just a good excuse around the country for people to get together and play jazz music in honor of Jazz Appreciation Month.
And we're very fortunate here in the Tennessee Valley to have a jazz orchestra, 18 or sometimes a 19-piece.
Sometimes 20. If we have two vocalists, then we actually have 20, a 20-piece big band.
But we won't be hearing vocalists Saturday evening.
Well, we'll be hearing one. We have one of our vocalists will be doing a few numbers with us.
And she's wonderful.
She's
too.
Wonderful. We've got two wonderful vocalists that sing with us on a regular basis, and they're both fantastic.
Yeah, the band is very selective about who they get to sing and play with them, you know, to just play with them regularly. I mean, it really is made up of some of the best jazz players in the Tennessee Valley area. So it's worth coming to.
Definitely. And stay with us. We're going to be hearing more details about this concert Saturday evening at the Cooper House in downtown Huntsville. It's on Randolph Avenue. Jim Braddis, I noticed that the orchestra's promoted now as the Rocket City Jazz and Swing Orchestra. Are you playing more swing than you used to play, you think?
Not for this concert. Again, we do a lot of swing music and every year we usually play for the Huntsville Swing Dance Society. And of course, Huntsville has a lot of people who love swing dance music.
Yeah, that's really become very popular.
Very popular.
A resurgence.
Absolutely.
Last few years.
You know, most of the people that that dance in it are very young, and you know, long, long past when the era when swing music was popular in this country back in the 30s. So, when we play for those kind of concerts, we do a lot of the kind of traditional Glenn Miller and Count Basie and stuff like that. This kind of the standard charts that everybody's heard. But for this concert, we picked out some of our more, you know, interesting, I think, jazz pieces most of them hopefully will showcase our two guest artists. There'll be an opportunity for them to do a lot of improvisation, so we tried to be selective in that sense, where we've got some good charts. They're interesting. They're challenging. They're some of our more challenging charts to play. So we've all had to do more practicing, which is terrible, but that's okay. Interesting charts, and they're all set up so that there's plenty of chance for people like Ken or Tom Wolfe to go and improvise. We did at our last jazz concert, guest artist concert. We did a kind of a well-known traditional jazz tune called Cherokee, which has been around for many, many years, and it's kind of like now the gold standard. If you can play a good improvised jazz solo to Cherokee, you have arrived. So Ken did one And he incorporated the flight of the bumblebee into the improvised solo. Improvised solo. I'll get it out there. Okay. And I've never heard Flight of the Bumblebee played with Cherokee, but it worked.
I didn't realize it was amazing.
It was amazing. So I don't know what he's going to pull out this time, because we're going to play Cherokee again as part of the program.
Warning.
Yeah.
Ken, tell us about Tom Wolfe. You and Tom Wolfe had been friends and
colleagues for years. He's like my brother. I mean, he's like a dear, dear friend. And yeah, we've been friends for many years. He was in my quartet years ago, about 12 years ago, called Ken Waters Group. And we've traveled around together quite a bit. He's got his own group now that has Dan Gottlieb, who's Pat Metheny's first drummer, on drums, and Beth Gottlieb on percussion, and Tim Goodwin on bass, and myself on trumpet, and him and Tom on guitar. And we play about once a year. We don't play that often. But we did do an album a couple years ago under Tom's name for Summit Records, and it's called Solera Vescent. And I think Mom's about to play a song from that. This is a Joe Beam tune entitled Triste, which means sad in Portuguese. But it's a beautiful old Joe Beam standard.
Let's listen. Music from an album put out by one of the guest artists for this coming Saturday evening, guitarist Tom Wolfe. Tom Wolfe, for several years, was Dean of Fine Arts at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa, and he has now transferred back to a position that for him is probably more comfortable. He's professor of jazz studies.
Yeah, which is where he started. Tom went to Eastman for his postgraduate work. And he got his master's there. And I think he was working on his doctorate, but he got a call when Steve Sample, who was the head of jazz studies at University of Alabama, was going to retire. And they were putting out a nationwide search for a director. And Tom was in his early 30s. I mean, or maybe late 20s. He was young. And he took over the position as head of jazz studies and director of the jazz band there, which that was a big change for them. Steve Sample had been head of it for, I mean, eons, and he did a wonderful job. But then Tom took over and just picked up the baton, literally, you know, where Steve left off. And he kept on going with the same style of music and everything. And Tom is a wonderful arranger. We're going to be doing a couple of Tom's arrangements on Saturday night, which is really fun. By the way, the concert is from 7 to 9 on Saturday. And I think Mom is Judy Waters here. I call her Mom, of course. Mom is going to give away a couple of tickets. For
yeah, just a little later on in this hour, right?
Yeah, not right now.
The Rocket City Jazz Orchestra in concert. It's a two-hour concert with an intermission, no doubt.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm talking now with one of the sax players in the Rocket City Jazz Orchestra, Jim Bradis.
Jim's a great sax player, by the way. He's the lead alto player in the band, and he's too humble to say it, but he's a wonderful player.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Been playing many, many years. And,
I actually
was a music major for one semester in college. And then
you thought you might want to make a living?
I wanted to make a living instead of be a poor musician. So.
Hey, I do okay.
Yeah, that's right. That's what parents worry about,
you know,
when their child says, I want to major in something in the fine arts department, which doesn't say a whole lot about our country. But
I didn't have much choice. My dad went to Juilliard after World War II as a veteran. And he was a violinist and a vocalist.
Wow!
So, and then he ended up teaching music on Long Island, where I grew up. So it wasn't a matter of whether I was going to play; it was only a question of what. And
right.
He tried me on violin, and I hated the violin. And then he tried me on piano, and I hated the piano. And then one day I was looking at some music magazines that he had laying around, and I saw a picture. One of the pages had advertisements of clarinets, and I said, "What is that?" He said, "That's a clarinet." I said, "Well, that's what I want to play." So I started playing clarinet in second grade, and then I started playing saxophone in third grade. And I was very fortunate. One of my band directors was a gentleman named Bill Barber, and Bill Barber recorded with Miles Davis.
Yeah, I've heard of Bill Barber.
Yeah, he was a great tuba player and a wonderful man, really a super teacher, very kind man. He passed away a few years ago. But he recorded on the Birth of the Cool album.
Yeah, he's
with
a
Miles,
famous tuba player.
And he recorded when Miles Davis did the collaborations with Gil Evans and did the Miles Ahead album, Porgy and Bess, and Sketches of Spain.
Wow.
Bill recorded on all of those albums with Miles. So,
and he was your band director?
In elementary school.
That's
and
amazing.
And
that's
because
quite
Bill
a story.
Loved jazz. We had a big band I played in starting in the fourth grade.
And that's amazing.
And as you can imagine, there wasn't a lot of music back in the late 50s and early 60s for elementary school kids. So Bill wrote out all the arrangements by hand and, you know, kind of put them at a level that we could play.
Treasured memories for you, Jim.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Talk a bit just about the audition process for perhaps some of our listeners might be interested in playing with the Rocket City Jazz Orchestra. What's the audition process for that?
We don't really have a formal one. And right now, if you are a good trombone player, we could use a good trombone player or two. Normally we have regular players, and if we have an opening, if somebody retires or moves out of the area
word
gets out, and then we try to get by recommendation, if we know some people, we have them come in and try playing with the band, and if things work out, then we like to bring them into the band and make them a full member.
That's a very good way. You invite them to come and sit in on a rehearsal with the band.
Right. And they usually come several times, maybe play a concert with us. And again, if they like us and we like them, then we just, it's not like auditioning for the, University
with
of North
a
Texas
screen
Jazz
behind
program
a screen.
Or something like that.
No, that's how it works on Broadway. In New York, if you want to get a Broadway gig in the pit orchestra, then the way you do it is you sub for a show. And if you do a good job, then they'll put you on the permanent sub list. And then as soon as something opens up, then you get a call.
You get a
regular job.
Right.
But you actually, you're thrown into the fire, basically. And, they won't throw somebody who's too new to town into the fire. It's usually based on recommendation. And that's the way the freelance music business works in general. Most gigs are obtained through recommendation and word of mouth rather than auditions, unless it's a really formal setting like a college, something like that.
Jim Bradis, who plays sax in the Rocket City Jazz Orchestra, if you'll just give us the details once again about Saturday evening with the Rocket City Jazz Orchestra.
Absolutely. Okay, and we're calling this Appreciate Jazz 2017, and that took me about 30 seconds to figure that one out. That's the only good name I could come up with. It works, I guess. Again, we're having our guest artist concert featuring Ken Waters on trumpet and Tom Wolfe on guitar. The concert will be this Saturday at the Cooper House, which is at 405 Randolph Avenue, downtown Huntsville, from 7 to 9 p.m.
With an intermission in between.
With an intermission so the trumpet players can go rest their jobs.
Oh, sure. There's going to be five of us there that night.
That's right.
Tell us just a few tunes, the titles of some of the tunes we're going to be hearing.
Yeah, we're going to be, let's see. You have my program.
I do. Why don't I just hand it
over? I'm too old to remember all this stuff here. But we're actually going to be playing we're going to be playing three of Tom Wolfe's arrangements for a big band that will feature him and Ken. We have a really nice chart that we did at our last guest artist concert called High Clouds with a Good Chance of Wayne Tonight. That was written for Wayne Bergeron, trumpet player.
Yeah, Wayne's a great trumpet player.
Yeah, well, Ken came in and, you know, he did a great job. And then we're doing, you know, in the second part of the show, actually we're going to do a fun one that I've been wanting to do. This is actually going to feature myself and our lead tenor sax player, Dan Joffe, who's a fantastic jazz tenor sax player.
Yes, he is.
This one's called Sax Alley. It was written for the Doc Severinsen Orchestra. And at the time, it featured Pete Chrislieb and Ernie Watts, who were the tenor players for the Doc Severinsen band. So we're going to try to channel some Pete Chrislieb and
that
Ernie
song,
Watts.
Yeah, that song, really quick, I don't mean to interject or interrupt, but that song, I was looking over the sheet music to that, the chord progression for solos, and that's based on the song I Got Rhythm.
Yep.
And jazz musicians call that rhythm changes.
That's right.
And it's really fun. It's always fun to listen to a band play something with rhythm changes based on that chord progression.
I like it because it's fast. In the key of C. So.
Right. Yeah.
Jim Bradis.
Doesn't get much better than that.
That's right.
Thanks both of you so much for taking time out to come in and tell us about this concert Saturday evening. And the downbeat is at 7 o'clock.
Seven o'clock.
It'll be at the Cooper House on Randolph in downtown Huntsville.